This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Rice Got His Morning Show with Matt Mann.
You don't know what hard times are, Daddy. Hard times are when the textile workers around this country are out of work and they got 4 or 5 kids and can't pay their wages, can't buy their food. That's hard times, baby.
Paige.
I love running, mainly out of patience.
And Fat Boy.
Call me crazy, but I thought when you step on a scale, it's not supposed to bleed.
The Rice Guys every morning. 93-minute rut blocks all day.
3.3.
All right, Fat Boy, roll with it. You just said, pull the move on you. Say, oh man, just say that when we come back. Because you said you're out of town over the weekend. I was like, what?
Yeah, I was. You ever take you've probably done this definitely more than me. It's like a spontaneous trip. You're like, yes. You know what? Let's just go somewhere. Let's just drop it and like.
I love that.
Even if it's a day or two, you're like, get out of town.
Just you and the missus?
Yeah.
Where'd you go?
Well, sandals.
It's nothing really. Like
hedonism.
This is only a day trip, so it's nothing that far off.
Flip-flops.
No, we went to Atlanta, but.
World of Coke?
No. I think the reason why is, it might indicate a problem.
Did you go to the art museum? That'd be fun.
No, not the art museum. This is completely random. I was looking up.
Didn't involve the Ashes, did it?
No.
Okay.
I was looking up.
Was a Braves fan.
How to make a homemade pot pie. And as I was going down the rabbit hole, I'm like, who's got the best pot pie? Because it's hard to find. Like, you're either going to make it or you're going to get one in your freezer section. Nobody really has them.
You drive to Georgia for a pot pie?
I did. I drove to Atlanta to get
it. Weird. Bizarre. Chicken?
No other, honest to God, no other reason why. Other than,
that was it.
And what was the name of the place that supposedly, is it a Paula Deen restaurant?
No, it's this little place in Roswell called Doodle Pies.
Doodle.
You people in Chattanooga, I'm telling you, you want to go check it out too because it's not too far from
you. That's not bad. That's a quick drive down the back roads.
And I'm like, there's no way this is like the best pot pie you can get. And they said it was. And they are deep. They're not really that big, but they're deep pot pies.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I got to go get one, right? And it was, God, you get there, man. And it was like, you could pack it full with whatever you wanted. Like brisket.
What'd you put in your pot pie?
Beef brisket.
So like put gravy, old man-ish.
Gravy in it and on top of it with mashed potato, like a big mashed potato ball on it.
Oh, Lord. Jeez.
Like, oh my God, this is great.
I didn't know people still ate pot pies, honestly.
I didn't know there was a place that like was certified best in the South pot pies. I'm like,
I can't believe you would get in the car and drive that far. But then again, for what it was for, I can.
Yeah.
Did you drive or did someone else
drive? No, I drive. I don't go unless I'm driving.
Okay.
He's got to feel in control.
And that's not a thing of where like I decide when we leave, but I prefer my driving over others.
Yeah.
I really drive like an old man. I started, I'm like, if we're doing a food trip, we might as well pack something else in, right?
So you literally drove to what part again?
Roswell.
Roswell. Okay. You see any aliens?
No, but God, man, all those little like suburbs around Atlanta are always packed full of people.
Yeah.
And they all got shopping centers. And
sat in traffic to drive down.
You ate the pot pie and then went back to Clemson.
Pretty much, yeah. I'm like, I don't really want to do anything else in town. We got a great pot pie, so let's just turn around and go. First off,
are you in fear of being served papers by chance?
No, if I wanted to escape that, I'd move to North Carolina. Oh. We got a local place that's only open. It's called Hirschberger's Bakery in Fairplay.
Yeah.
And oh my God, I found out about this place too.
No, what do they serve? What's their specialty?
They're like donuts, cinnamon buns, but they're only open like, you know, various like hours. You really got to get there and get there first.
Places like that give me anxiety to even think about.
Oh, it was so good.
Like there was a place, it's still there, downtown Greenville, where people would, you know, you'd have to be a real fanatic, like a big biscuit head to want to go there and wait outside for 2 hours to get a biscuit. By God, I did it one time. And
I haven't had that experience yet.
I mean, it was good and all, but I'm not a lie, not because of any kind of bouginess. I just don't like waiting in lines.
I don't either.
I use Open Table when I go to a nice restaurant. I hate not having reservations. I don't like waiting. I just hate it. Not that I'm too good, but it just, ugh.
Like, I'm not one of these people who are going to sit out and camp out at a restaurant to get, like, one free sandwich a month.
Mm-hmm. No.
When they tell you it's free food for a year.
I usually like to go at the off hours and off time so you don't have to wait. And you just get in, get out. And you know the food's better because the cook's not overstressed.
Like, I can't make it.
Too many pot pies.
There was a line out the door, so I had to wait a little bit.
God. But and you suckers, heard about it and talked your wife into this.
Yeah, I'm like, let's go. Let's just go get one. You know, we'll go to the bakery first. That was great. Oh, my God. I got a fat spinny donut, man. It was massive.
A spinny donut.
They call it a twist, but it's a spinny, and it's huge. I couldn't eat it all. God, the donuts are thick.
So I thought we were on a good pace last couple weeks. You were talking about gymming, going to the gym, and
now we're having pot pies and donuts.
He's going out of town for pot pies.
You know what somebody told me that kind of got in my head about it, and I probably didn't do it right?
What?
They're like, look, if you're going a couple weeks doing good, you got to shock the system. You got to take a day to eat bad to kind of reset your weight so your body's not getting used to.
I'm glad you're doing that.
Well, that's the thing. It lasted longer than a day.
Did you get constipated?
No. I can never have that problem. If anything, it made it more explosive.
Oh.
Thanks.
Praise
that's
not
Jesus.
Always good either, though.
I mean, you'd think a Pollock stopped by the bathroom, you know, and decorated the commode.
God.
And it was just...
Jackson, what's up?
It was great food. I'm like... There are people that just tore.
And then you got in the car and drove home. Well, foodies, yes. I was a foodie before it had a name. Like I was. You just called me fatass and stuff back then. Now I'd be a foodie. That was like
what
husky
was in,
and all this stuff.
Was there vegetables in the pot pie?
Like, yeah.
Oh, that's so good.
I love peas. But I could add in whatever I wanted to add in.
Oh.
So I put all kind of stuff in there, man. I'm like, give me a little extra beef. Double meat it for me, man, if you would.
Sprinkles, M&Ms.
Well, I got a dessert pie too. The apple pie just with a big
and a donut.
God. Yeah, well, the donut was breakfast. This is gonna take a while to get there, you know.
Listen, I love her. I do. I love you, but I don't want to just do radio with you. I'm saying we got to keep him alive.
Well, I know.
Calm down.
Give me a butter IV. It should be good to go.
No, calm down.
No, I can't overeat it now. And I still get that thing mentally when I eat something bad. I'm like, oh no, what did I just do? But while I'm doing it, I'm like, man, it's you know how like some people are like alkies real bad or big druggies and pill heads? That's how they get whatever that feeling is I get from food. And I'm like, oh, this is so good.
See, that's you're rewarding yourself with that, which isn't that bad. You're not an emotional eater like I am with stuff.
No, it's just like taste. Like, stuff will always taste good.
Like, I won't eat any real food and I'll live on ice cream for a week.
I'm not an emotional eater, but I have cried on the toilet before.
Mine is just like, it's so bad.
Did you bring some Kleenex in here? Are we out of toilet paper? No, I'm crying again. This hurts.
Are you trying to do something else in the toilet?
Are you using the squatty potty? Yes, and I'm rocking back and forth. Still.
Oh, are you doing a reverse Blumpkin, sir, on the toilet?
Bring me some of the COVID gloves in here.
Sir, what are you doing?
And a wrench.
Okay?
I had to stop myself.
Bring me the channel locks with you.
Oh, God. I had to stop myself.
He's crying.
Like, I don't want to eat this too fast. That's how great this is.
Savor
I
want it.
Yeah.
It'll help you eat less, though. That's the way it does me if you take your time with it.
But if there's a crowd around, I kind of get like, not really nervous, but I feel like, you know, I'm kind of in people's way. I need to hurry up and get going. Like maybe somebody else is waiting to sit down because this place is packed.
Oh, man.
And there weren't really a whole lot of seats. And I'm like, I'm already getting an apple pie and a brisket pie.
And
I can't eat them all that.
Yeah.
Well, the donut was breakfast. You know, it's like a 2.5 hour drive. So.
But that was a one-off. You didn't go back and do that the next day, so that's good.
No, no.
And you went sleepy on the drive home?
Yeah, but I don't think it's like a narcolepsy or anything, but I get random, like, doze-offs, even during the day. I tell you, that game I play on my phone is like a hypnotic game.
Candy Crush?
No, it's called Brickin' Balls.
Brickin' Balls.
Yeah, so you shoot this little ball, and you like it hits the bricks, but it looks like Pong. And it just goes back and forth and back and forth. And if I watch it, I'll start to doze off. That's why I dropped my phone on my nuts the other day on the couch and damn near killed myself.
Oh, my gosh.
Is my phone? Where's my phone at? It weighs so much.
Oh, it's very heavy.
Oh, yeah. Jesus.
That it's a 14 like a Pro Max. It's the heaviest iPhone they've ever made. And I dropped it on my nuts.
Wow.
At close range, too.
No wonder why you were sounding a little soprano.
And it didn't even wake me up at first. I'm like, God, didn't you get that pain? Like, oh,
dropped it on there and then didn't feel it?
Because I was doing it. I was dozing. Like, and then when I kind of nodded off, I'm still holding the phone on the corner. And then it's like falls on the nuts. And I'm like, oh, then I got a delayed reaction.
Jesus. Did you go get that checked?
I don't know if that's part of being fat, though. I kind of chalk it up to being overweight.
Like, what, just falling asleep? At the drop of a hat?
Yeah, that's got to be right.
A lot of that, you get a lot of that whatever kind of dump. Not like number twos, but like some kind of sugar crash or some kind of
maybe that's what it was.
Carb crash or whatever. You eat a lot of fruit and vegetables?
Yeah, I try to mix it up. You know, I like peas a lot, other green beans. Try to always have a green in there.
Somebody told me the other day that I'm messing with myself to lose weight. And it's true that I am. Like, I don't think of it as pleasurable.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
All right, so I looked this up just to have some kind of, you know, we have this thing called a labor law in the United States, and that came.
Did you look it up for real? Because I got a question.
Yeah, okay. I did. Like, what's your question? Go ahead.
Well, I imagine it's going to come up in conversation, but like the minimum age, minimum hours.
Okay.
Per age.
Well, we can get to that. I can tell you before there was, because I don't remember how it came up, but you made a point, Fat Boy, of like, if a kid wants to go out and work, why do you like make them stay in the house or play a sport or something if they want to go work?
Yeah, because I got a buddy who's got a son trying to, you know, find a job.
How old is he?
15.
That's okay.
Oh, Gilbert, yeah. I started working at 14.
Well, we tell, like, you know, we were saying, like, you know, back then it was so easy to get a part-time job. Just
I was babysitting at a young age, which I would know. It just seems odd that you would leave, like, a 13, 14-year-old person with your kids, but.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of stuff never made sense. Like, again, I go back to this a million times, but seniors in high school used to be bus drivers of high school kids.
I'm glad I missed that time.
That's insane. Okay, so before labor laws, kids as young as 5 and 6 years old were working in factories, mines, farms, and textile mills.
Sweatshops.
They were also employed in canneries, selling newspapers, shining shoes, and I've seen this gothic, awful picture. It's of this guy wearing like a, you know, Abraham Lincoln hat, big old tall hat, and he's on a roof, and he's lowering this young kid who looks 40 in the face, but he's maybe like 8, and he's lowering him chimney down sweep? The chimney to sweep it out. And
he's the only one that would fit, right?
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then there was always, I don't know if this is from a movie or not, but there was this, it probably is based off reality about how they would lower kids down in the coal mines to separate the coal pieces. And
generations.
But they're down there like getting the that black lung and all that crap.
Jesus.
I wouldn't go that far with it. Like from what
you're talking
thinking.
About working at like the mall or working at like a fast food restaurant or something?
Something very limited, just to like, you know, that's the only way you can teach that like responsibility and structure. Very hard to do without an incentive of money.
Kids receive 10% of what the adult pay was. So you look at the women's pay with the 20%, kids were getting 10% of adult pay. Working 12 to 16 hours a day, 6 days a week.
I know I sound old, but it just like it really serves them later in life when you start working as young as you can.
Well, back then, too, there was never any chance of making it out of that small town or even going to college. It was like find a trade, learn it, and roll with it. And my dad, I mean, that's no joke. 8 or 9 years old was how old he was when he worked at the orchard farm in Greer. And he would get a nickel a bushel.
And he grew up?
A nickel. And then, from that, he goes to Greer High School. I mean, not from that. It was a time period in between. Greer High School. He'd get out of school, go home, sleep for a couple hours or whatever, go to work at night at Appalach Mill, textile mill, get off, walk across the street, have breakfast at that little diner, go home, take a shower, and go to school.
Develop that work ethic. Yeah. And that was like a popular story of, you know, people that would do that, work in the mill. We had a buddy of ours that, you know.
I'm not sure that he's my dad. I would have never. There ain't no way. He did it in a four-room mill house with two sisters and a mom and a dad. My dad slept on the couch.
He didn't
have a bedroom.
15, I went.
Should have kicked you out of yours.
I went to work through school, ROP. And I worked for an advertising agency because I wanted to buy a car.
See, that's the thing. Like, when you can work when you don't have to at that age. Like, I had to work because I had to have money for, like, if I wanted something, like, clothes or whatever, like, I had to have it.
I just about to say the same thing. It was always clothes. Like, I started working at, 13, Western Family Steakhouse. $3.86 an hour. It was minimum wage. And, I did it because my parents said, we will buy you clothes, but if you want those clothes, you got to get a job. Clothes.
Like, dang it.
Okay, Nike and Tommy Hilfiger made me work.
Structure.
Yeah.
Which is a little on the cheaper end, but still. It's like, you know, you could develop good work habits in a kid, and if they don't have to work, like, they're just, that's all pocket money for them. They don't have to pay any bills or anything. It's just like a great experience both ways. I don't know how else you could teach the work ethic.
And the one thing about the summer is you can double up on jobs and make a lot of money.
Especially now where kids see their parents working from home. It's not a lot. I mean, you know, that's such a stretch. Like, most people don't. We say that, like, you know, from where we sit, like, a lot of people do work from home. But grand scheme of things, people aren't working from home anymore. So that's kind of blown out. But in 1938 is when we had the labor law. And the first law was you had to be 16 to work at all, or 14, pardon, 14 to work at all. But you couldn't have a non-hazardous job. Now, if you had dangerous work, like working in a mine, you had to be 18.
No, well, that makes sense.
Yeah, you can go be in the war also.
That was just weird how that works out. Would their attention span accommodate any kind of work schedule?
Would you trust young people in the kitchen?
It depends.
Like, why did we then, though?
Yeah.
I mean, because I know, like, you have to follow back up with some people that I know, making sure that the standards are washing
like, are they
their
cooking?
Hands.
Like, they probably shouldn't be cooking.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if it helped or hurt. I really don't. Like, a lot of those people grew up with, like, chips on their shoulders and stuff, which I totally get that.
Especially,
but it's like being a good college football player the year before they did the nil deal and you didn't get drafted.
Yep.
Like, you just got to be pissed after they passed that labor law after you worked at 7 years old, you know?
What if you send your kids out and made them work for you to pay for your, like, nobody was making enough money and everybody had to work?
Yeah, like kids that grew up
in a big city, it's expensive. It's probably that way now. Yeah.
Kids that grew up in the Depression. That's the only thing I can liken to, like, kids now growing through the pandemic. I mean, look, they saw a ton of people making more money to stay home than they ever were making to go to work.
Yeah.
I mean, what
5 years
kind of message?
Ago today,
yeah,
it started.
You hear people say, well, I'm Instagram famous, and I'm making, how do you make money off of it?
That's really how they want to try to make money. The easy way.
Well, even with that, there's no easy way to do that. I mean, we know, like, I know somebody who does it. We all do. And she busts her ass on that stuff. Like, you might see a 3-minute video, it probably took her an hour to make.
Yeah.
But
like, I couldn't do
it. I mean, if I was a hot girl, I'd be hawking makeup and shoes, all kind of crap. I would.
That's the other
I'd
thing.
I'd have an OnlyFans as well.
Like, they got it built in, more of a built in like market for if you're hot. And I mean, like, the avenues are there now.
It's true.
Make a killing.
That's kind of arbitrary beauty, though. What you think is for.
I mean, we talk about like obvious, like, like. Not like on the fence type of, I mean, like hot.
Not the kind of,
you know,
if
you're ugly.
Face type. Yeah. And you know that you are.
You got ugly friends. You'll never say, but you got ugly friends.
There's always one.
I think
ugly
I'm the
friend.
Ugliest of my friend group.
No,
well, they might say that, but.
No, I've seen it. You're not.
Thank you. You're
I'll write down the one if you want me to.
We're going
to
go through and rank them.
I've said
no,
that before.
I
like,
do
you
not.
Got that one that you hang around just because it makes you probably feel better about yourself. Yeah. That's the one. I knew it. Look, look at the smile. You cannot deny it.
I love both that
it's
one.
It's so unfair.
That's why true, we used though. To keep Jeff around. Nah, it's just for fun. That was just a funny little quip.
All right. That person doesn't.
I'm glad we waited 2 days on doing that. That was fun.
Put your kid to work. I mean, if he shows an interest, he or she.
I mean,
if they have the ethic.
I don't know how else they're going
to
get it.
I always wanted to work. I always wanted to do something. Like, remember I had a science fair at my house? I charged people 25 cents to come to our back porch to look at my frogs and turtles.
Didn't you sell candy, too? Like, you were always hustling.
I sold blow
That's
pops at school.
School.
I'd buy them at Sam's for $8 a box, sell them for a quarter piece. And there was this one bully dickhead kid at Sevier Middle
he
School.
Stole your candy?
No. He said, give me one. I said, I'm not giving you one. He's like, I'll tell the coach Osorio, our gym teacher, soccer coach. I didn't play soccer.
Oh, you got extorted.
Said, I said, well, tell him I'm not giving you one. And he didn't get one, and Coach O took all my blow pops from me. But he didn't get
That's
his.
Terrible.
I felt fine with that.
You both went down for it.
I don't care.
You made some money off it, at least for a
little
bit.
Yeah. Oh, I made tons. And then also, you know, I had other routes as
now,
well.
If you would have made enough money, you would have had an enforcer.
No, Chick-fil-A sandwiches. I bring them to school the next day and sell them.
Oh, God. Did you really?
Hell yes.
Marijuana.
We're missing a whole rack of sandwiches.
Oh, no. I paid for them, of course.
Traded apple pies for them. I remember that story.
No, we traded Chick-fil-A for Frankenstein beers across the world.
That's what it was.
It was a hot dog place that sold beer at the old mall called Frankenstein's.
Oh,
and
okay.
We would trade.
They got to be doing that still. Like, you know,
I don't think they're there anymore.
Well, it's like some Sbarro's flying around for some Mongoloid beef or whatever.
Oh, they got it's Mongolian, but yeah.
That's what it was.
Yeah, something like
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Like that.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Your father's been cremated longer than you had love in your heart for him.
You know what, man? It's like it was like a fitting ending to the whole thing. It really was.
Man.
And I went back and looked. I last heard from him around Christmas time.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like a...
It wasn't a Merry Christmas text?
No, it was Bring Me Bojangles. That's what it was.
Wow. Yeah, oh, yeah.
And it became a whole thing. It's like, oh, let me see it again. Throw it back up. Wow, like you got one?
I wish. I
do too.
I gave them.
What? That's even.
Still don't know.
You got to say what she wrote down.
No, I'm not either. I'm going to get her Urban Dictionary.
I'm kind of naive, so come on.
Rhymes with spatials. So it was a weird.
How long ago did your father pass away?
Sorry for your loss.
He passed January the 3rd.
Okay. So about a month. Almost two months.
And I thought I was going to get stuck with a bill.
Oh.
Because this happened.
But paint the picture for those that don't know. Like, it was not a good relationship, and we're not on good terms, and you got the call that he had passed, and you were responsible for taking care of all the services, or, like, you know.
Yeah, it wasn't a good relationship. He was always taken care of, either if it was, you know, his second wife or his parents. When his mom died, my grandma in 2012, you know, it kind of fell on my grandpa, I guess, to take care of him. You know, when he died, it kind of passed down to me.
Yeah.
So, all this happened pretty quick. I didn't hear from him for a couple weeks. I get a call from a doctor at a hospital saying, hey, you know, your next of kin, he's dying. What do you want to do? I'm like, well, you know, you're the doctor. I got six GEDs, but still, that doesn't equal like a doctorate or whatever you got. So
he's getting a trademark. That's why he keeps saying it all the time.
This was on a Friday. He ended up passing away a couple hours after that call. And then I got another call from the hospital that says, we can't keep him here forever. Nice lady, but that's what she said. I'll never forget. Can't keep him here forever.
No.
So she said, I know a couple places they could take him. You know, here's the funeral home. Then the third call I get within the span of like 5 hours is from the funeral home because they already got him an hour after I talked to the hospital lady.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure like, I mean,
like, this is quick.
No offense, but like when you're in a hospital and you die, like they want you out. That's a new bed that's opened up.
Yeah.
You know,
now he didn't have any insurance or anything. So the guy's like, you know, we don't have to meet right now. We can meet in a couple days, but I can tell you, you're looking at probably about $1,400.
True.
With you know, cremation. I was like, oh my God. So I'm like, okay, whatever. I got to Googling and researching. Evidently, there's some place, you don't have to legally claim a body. You don't have to.
Right.
There's some places, some counties will offer a free cremation for you, but you don't have a whole lot of say in what happens. Now, the county where he passed away did not offer that. Because I talked to the coroner himself, and he was great. He's like, you know what? Here's a company that will take care of it for you. You can donate his body. Because I asked the lady at the hospital, can we donate him? She's like, no, that's got to be worked out before. It's like, well, damn. Well, it didn't have to be. This company's like, he's at the funeral home. We'll come get him. You know, they don't tell you what he donates for.
That's that stays in the back of my mind.
But they were great people.
But at that point, I am also looking at this through different glasses than you do, because I had a great relationship with mine. Yep. So just to think about but then again, I see your point of view of how he was and how his lack of care for you, you know, and all that.
As long as it's for a common good, you would be all right with that.
Yeah, like it's just, you know, it was...
But if they just said, this is going to sound crass, but if they just said, hey, we can just throw him away if you want to, what would you have said to that?
You know what?
Like, honestly.
I feel like that kind of happened, but not in a bad way. First off, I didn't think they were going to take him because he had a stroke. His left side wasn't working. He's already missing a piece of his left bird finger.
Yeah.
From years and years ago, so I'm like, I'll be surprised if they take him.
He couldn't have been Sue Double Bird like I was yesterday.
They took him, but they said, look, in 6 to 8 months, you'll get the ashes back. Well, I got him back a month later. So even though there were great people in, like, you know, every step of the process, I feel like they couldn't use them for anything. Because why would I have gotten the ashes back that quick?
Well, also, you sent me a picture of the box.
Yeah, the box is just waiting there.
They sent them in the mail?
Yeah.
That is weird, because I'd be afraid my mom would have gone to the wrong house.
Like, is it say on there, like, does the mailman know what he's delivering?
Oh, yeah.
Mail person?
They shipped it to my place from Charlotte. They covered all that, too, and it was like $50 to ship them.
Good Lord. How much is it?
Is it a big white box that says...
How much did your dad weigh? How much did that box weigh is what I'm saying?
The box, and I've heard from people that had cremated remains, evidently this is kind of unheard of, because the box had to be 50 pounds.
Wow.
And it said cremated remains on the outside.
Oh, my God.
It's another box within a box. You open that box, and it's a bag. There's a big bag. You know how they say Andre the Giant's ashes weighed 20 pounds?
Yeah.
This was way more than that. Dude. And the bag was huge.
Oh, I think...
Did I get multiple people?
I think maybe... Because
I got somebody's grandma.
Nice.
I've never been in that situation to get remains like that. But I didn't know what the average... God, this sounds cruel. I don't know what the average body yielded as far as remains go in ash form.
My wife's mother was cremated, and she said it was nowhere near that many, or like that much ash.
Yeah, my mom's in a box, and there's like a handle bag. But what? I stuck it in a piece of furniture, like an armoire.
He ain't in the box anymore. I kept a little bit, but sad. I didn't keep sentimental reasons. I kept it for a bit, if I'm being honest with you. It's got to be. And it's kind of weird because it's like gravel. And it feels like it's got like maybe rocks in it, but like, is this?
Oh, my God.
Like, is it crushed up bone?
Gallstones?
It might be his bones.
Probably.
Oh, Oh my God.
Yikes. This is making me ill.
I buried some of them where his parents are buried. Like, you know,
that's put some nice. You sprinkled it.
Well, I kind of buried it, but I still had a lot, and I'm like, oh, no. And I put some like his favorite drinking so place. Weird. I just pulled the bag out and just like emptied it in the vacant like lot beside the cemetery where all like,
yeah,
there's
nothing.
Not
you don't fool around that.
And get a littering charge.
You're not it was supposed so to much. Spread ashes of people like that.
It looks like gravel pile sitting there.
Well, I mean, what is the?
I got a certificate, and it said on the certificate, if you take the cremated remains, you have to have this certificate with it to explain to people what it is, and you can legally carry it.
Yeah, but if you went like you said, his favorite drinking hole, and you went over there and you spread it.
I had to be kind of secretive about that because it's like in a downtown.
Did you stick your hand in the bag and just throw it in the air, or did you take little sprinkles of it? Did you have a glove on? Like, what was up?
I went to the damn dollar store in Norris and bought like a hoe. I bought a garden hose so I could just like kind of sprinkle it that way.
Oh boy. This is so disturbing.
But when I poured the ashes out like in the graveyard, it was a lot.
Well, like what do you has this made there. You think about like what you want to do when
I always wanted to be cremated.
Yeah, me too.
It seems to make more sense, but
yeah.
Why would I take up space somewhere and I don't know.
You've been doing it here for years. I'm just kidding. That was all in
space
fun.
Here.
That was all in
Get
fun.
It right.
You do take the least space, for sure. There ain't no question about that.
I'm glad that it wasn't like an emotional... It just wasn't.
That's,
like, I was cool with it.
That's. I mean, that's fine. And I mean, it is.
He had multiple chances.
You know, it's a weird trade-off because if life's not always perfect, but if you had like a good upbringing, you know, good... mom, dad situation, whatever, and you have those happy memories, but then when they're gone, that hurt, that loss is always there.
Yep.
But if you didn't have a good upbringing, and then when they die, there's no loss.
Mm. Yeah.
It is a
really
total
not.
Trade-off, man.
It was over a long, long time ago.
Yeah.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.